we shut down.
Okay, good.
We didn't turn off the 2 hours started running today.
We can work that.
Lyle Barton did it.
The attorney part, building department, building association.
Austin always did it, thanks.
Getting in contact with this morning. He's going out there with all of the individual councils, counselors.
They're taking liberty with my schedule.
I know, sorry.
Whatever we can do to keep this thing moving forward. Matter of questions here.
All right, what time is it back?
It's not bad. Look, it's less than 5 minutes late.
Can we call the meeting to order at 10:04?
9:04.
9:04.
I mean, 9:04, see, I'm so used to 10 o'clock. All right. Does anyone have any conflict with the minutes? Conflict with the agenda, excuse me. And then approval of the minutes. I just scanned them and they look fine. I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
You do need to call all in favor.
That is my one thing I forget every time, sorry. Someone always says, "All in favor."
Aye.
All right. All right, so we're here mainly to approve the signage and drawings for home. So have all of you looked at Shay's Old Crow signage? So.
I love it.
Shay, what are these samples of though?
So my business card and just a flyer.
Just advertising?
Yeah, just advertising, just to get you the vibe of where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I know your vibe, it's great.
Okay. Thank you.
Really looks good, I love it. The main building sign and then there's no size signage. Size for signage, there.
There is. Well, we did get rid of the 10% rule.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I jump in here?
Yes.
This one, the main building signage, that is the exact sign that I had on my old location. So I'm just planning on reusing it, repainting it. As far as I know, that was approved last time.
Where are you going, moving to?
So I have moved to kind of behind the mercantile building where the liquor store is in that little business complex.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the reason of the need for the road sign?
Yes, so there is the current pole that has business signage on it. You don't really notice it, but I would like to utilize it. There are talks of maybe revamping that sign at some point, but that will be in the future, so I'll have to probably come back again at some point. Yep. And we are a little off the road, so if you keep going, this is just a scheme I've got in my brain. I hate having to like lug an A-frame to and from the sidewalk every morning I'm open. So I like something a little bit more decorative that can stay out there, plant some flowers in it. And then on these posts you can put, these are just examples of other signages. Just something to get people to know what we have, a little sample of what they can find. And then they can rotate and change, so it's always something new, something different to look at, so they're not seeing the same thing. But it'll just be basically a plant or out on the sidewalk all the time.
Is there any prohibition for planters on sidewalks? We've got them all over town.
We've got them all over town. Should there be secondary advertising like that, technically makes it a billboard.
Because it's stationary?
Yeah, I just don't think it doesn't not fit. I think it's okay. In terms terms of advertising like that. But it's still technically on the property that that little plaza complex is in, right?
Right, yeah.
So as far as zoning goes,
yeah.
Be okay?
Yeah.
All right, well, and I approve it. The signage is great, and I know you need it because people don't necessarily know what's back there.
Yep, they just keep on driving by without looking sideways. So any little bit helps. Mm-hmm.
And I think you've done great to address making it functional and looking.
Thank you.
More appealing.
Yep.
Than the new frame. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we accept Shay's signs for Oak Grove.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having a business. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Glad to be here.
So. And you don't have to stay.
I was going to say, me, Addie.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, myself.
Okay. Okay. I'll leave those with you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
guys,
for coming.
Thank you.
If you haven't been in there, it's really a shop.
It's a neat little store.
It's a neat little store.
Yeah.
And she has different things all the time.
Is she right there next to Shirtzilla? Is that what
yes.
you expect?
Yes. Yeah.
Are they family?
No.
The two businesses? Okay. No. Who's her folks? I'm sorry.
Her folks are over at Beaver, aren't they? Is that where she's
from? Or Milford.
One Beaver is, County.
Yes.
Gotcha. Beaver County. So. I remember they were out here a couple of years ago when they were doing the art tour. Mm-hmm. And we made that little mosaic of, you know, here's a square, paint the square. We met her folks, and they were really nice. Met her folks before I met her. We just wandered by, and they were out kind of mounting up there.
Her dad is in there a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I was going to ask if she was related to the St. George Bayliss's. Old shop teacher I had in high school down there. Mm-hmm. That would have probably been her great-grandfather.
All right.
Figured out where they are.
All right, next. The Dunlap's new home, or addition to their home, which I kind of chuckled at that now they're almost all moving out and now you're adding on to that.
Pretty tough to have your parents come to town and have to put them up in a hotel, but that's basically where we're at.
Yeah.
We're just 1,000 square foot home.
I got a tent.
You got a tent? Well, I've offered that too. They wanted me to sleep in the tent and take my room. It was time to add on.
It's great that you can.
Yeah.
You sent me two elevations this morning via email. Is that something you intended for me
right,
to
right, that was just the color and the display of the siding, the exterior finish.
Okay.
Let's see how that.
Don't have an ability to pull it up. I did want to show you, let these guys use my phone. That's my baby.
So is your house a log house now?
It's log siding.
Log siding.
Yeah. This shows the two color samples.
Traditional there. Framing with log siding.
So, you know,
is that why you're going to keep that?
Okay. Is there any here that's not anything here that's not conforming to the ordinance?
No,
everything works.
Everything works. It looks great.
So it'll work.
So far set back in that we went going for
the back.
There's a stand of about 10 or 11 trees between the highway
the
and the house, and you have to go to the driveway to see the house.
Yeah, but
one more tree we've never seen.
Yeah, that looks great. No, it looks good. It looks nice.
I think they're going to go with that. The dark is
top one.
Gray.
That was our first choice. I brought a sample if anybody needs it.
Same shot up there. So.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's gray. This is called shadow gray on the walls. It's going to be a black roof, and then we're going to have timbered highlights, which I know a guy.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I bet.
I know a guy who's going to provide the timber. On those porch posts and on the porches on the left and on the right, it's all going to be timbered and kind of a honey color. So much like the picture that he showed you, we're going for that, although the design's not exactly the same.
Zoning-wise, conforms to code, sits within the setbacks, and is consistent with the IADU code for it. So, it's good.
So you're not coming forward at all?
Yeah, we're coming forward, but it's not, I don't believe it's only 25 feet.
Okay.
And the house is I don't know what the setback is, but it's...
I'll tell you.
It's back.
It's a lot.
It's back there.
It's back, yeah.
65 feet or
I still think we're close to 60, 70 feet back.
Yeah. From the back two-thirds
of the
front.
From the front even that, after we add on to the front.
Yeah. So. But Daisy now gets her own room, doesn't have to share with Gracie when
Gracie
she gets back.
That's right. All
she's
that.
Seen pictures so far, and she's pretty excited. So everybody's going to get their own room. No doubling up anymore.
Oh, that's so neat.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, well, do I have someone to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the Dunlap.
And I'll second.
Okay. And I will vote in favor.
I will too.
We all will.
We appreciate it.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you. Be fun
Thank
to watch.
You for letting me come into your town. I'm excited. Yeah.
Don't stay
there's something
long.
Up here. <Pardon me. laughs>
good to see Aaron.
Yeah, you too. Is there anything else you guys need?
No.
So our next step for building permit goes through county, is that right?
As soon as
now that you guys have approved this, now we can go through county. Okay.
Yep. What you need, Alan, yeah?
Mm-hmm. That should be pretty quick.
Yep.
I talked with Terry and them last week, and so we're in shape.
All right.
Well, good luck. That's fun.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. You guys are welcome to come out and tour.
That's neat you're doing.
Let us know when the barbecue is.
Okay. Open house barbecue. I'll invite you.
Very fun.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Aaron. See ya.
Thank you.
See you at Chevron.
Yeah, we will.
So the one last thing on the agenda that I wanted to discuss is the meeting schedule. And after this situation where the application came in...
Like June 16th.
June 16th. And the 18th was... the third Wednesday, and I was leaving town and a week.
Actually, I think it came in like on the day that we would have been able to meet, so whatever.
Whatever, it came in, so we obviously didn't do it, and so John went to Chamber of Commerce, and Shay mentioned to him, I haven't heard anything about, and he came home saying, you don't have, sometimes he is, but I understand where he comes from. You really don't have the right to slow down someone's business over a sign. And so you really should have let her know. You really should have done it earlier. So that got me thinking that maybe we should schedule the first and the third Wednesday of the month. And if we don't have anything,
don't post it.
And then also that makes Deborah be able to work her schedule that she can plan to be here also.
That's fine.
I like that. David did call me last night too. I know he called you because he told me he did. And he did call me and he said, he's got a lot of meetings. He does have a lot of meetings.
Right.
And he said, I don't think a month's too long to have him wait. And so I've been thinking about that. I think a month's a long time.
I do too.
When you've got contractors and if you've started pulling money for this or that, you're paying interest on that building loan. I think that's exactly the solution. Schedule it twice a month if you don't need it. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. I don't want to hold a meeting just so we can.
And that gives us the ability to say when they bring in their application, our next meeting is this day.
Right.
Yes.
And they can expect that.
And 2 weeks, the longest it could be in this case, I guess if you had a 5 Wednesday week, it could be 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But basically
it's 13 days.
Yeah.
That is the longest they'd have to wait.
Right.
Yeah.
But David was, I thought we scheduled the third Wednesday, and we did, I'm sorry. And I did know he worked at the temple on Tuesday, and so I could have slipped it to a Wednesday. It was just one of those things I thought we need to get approved.
Yeah.
Because that place back there, unfortunately, is really, you don't notice it.
They need to know that we're working with them.
Exactly.
Yes. I agree.
Yes.
I mean, the city
Absolutely.
Can always improve their image.
Of course.
Right.
So I think that's good.
So the first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m.?
At 9.
So that needs to be
or should we do it at 9:30 since you guys don't have to come in till 9?
9.
Let's do it on a real hour.
Okay.
Because it's easier for me to remember. And like I said, in 39 days, this
What's
is what matters
to
me.
Remember?
But... I don't care if we do it
I hope that's
10
minutes next time.
S-M-A-R-T. Let's do it at 9 or 8.
Apparently not Tuesdays at 9, but Wednesdays at 9. It's a surefire, I'll remember, so.
Does 9 work all right for you, Callie?
Yeah, it's fine.
Because I got thinking you only have to get in here.
Well, we come at 8, so.
Yeah. Oh, you come in at 8, okay. Not, I think 9's better.
I like 9.
And then people coming in who are working,
shoot your day.
Yeah.
They can go move on.
Okay.
Our meetings aren't that long usually.
So, no, this one wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the longest meeting we ever had was Appendix A. That took 3 meetings, 2 or 3 meetings.
Well, we cleaned it up.
Yeah. Good.
Remind me the district.
Oh.
6th West. To Maine to 4th North.
Wait, yeah.
I think
here.
I think it goes farther than that.
200 South.
Here's your show.
Oh, the map.
Yeah, so
I got another map too. That map for me is hard to look at because I can't. But it's 200 South from 600 West to the intersection of Main Street.
It's first east and first west. Okay.
Yeah.
But so it's. The only thing that's deceptive is as we get out into here, it's both sides of the street.
Right.
But in here, it's just on the inside.
Right. But yeah. Here's both sides.
Right.
There, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember because it created a little car. I was the council member that shortened that district up, that made the motion to shorten that district up how many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't write. It's been long enough I couldn't remember what we did. Yeah. It used to go from the basically the off ramp all the way up 2nd South.
Wow.
And that was just too much, I thought.
Yeah.
How far up the canyon does it go?
To the summit?
I don't know. Do we have a boundary?
To the highway? Yeah, let's see what it says.
As far as the Four Bay or no?
I think it ends at the end of the cemetery.
Okay. I think so too.
Okay. That was my, well, that's where this map ends, is right there at the end of the cemetery. Yeah, yeah? Okay, thank you.
We went up to five Mile last night for our award, Hedda. It is so nice up there.
Yeah,
it's just beautiful.
That's cool.
So do we need to make a motion on meetings first and third? If we do that with my motion, first and third Wednesday.
Sure.
Yes, that way we'll have
and meet when needed.
And meet when needed, yeah.
And I'll send out something, say no meeting or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah.
I can second that motion.
Okay. Perfect. All in favor. Fine. Thank you. That's just worked out well.
Yeah.
You can keep that if you want.
Okay.
All right.
I did find these paper pages. So probably ought to have you sign, and I should have had this filled out. I got busy yesterday and forgot all about stuff we needed to do this morning, so if you just want to put your name and that you voted yes.
Is this like signing a blank check?
Shay. Shay, and then on the Dunlaps, and I'll just...
I'd be behind
someone. That's right. I'll have to print out the minutes again to get your signature on those, but
okay.
I can send those with John sometime if I need to.
Sure.
Next time you're in.
So are we good?
We are good. Oh, adjourn.
Need a motion.
That's mine. I move to adjourn.
All in second, Steve. All in favor.
Yes.
Right.
like bunch.
It's a great bunch.
Yes.
My kind of people.
I know. Thank you. Oh, and I think that's my pen. Thank you.
Nothing.
It's, I think, it's no. Not up the way that it said it was going
no,
to be.
No, it wasn't.
Can we...
Okay, now you know everything that's happening right now.
I have no idea what's happening right now.
Okay, there's not going to be...
Oh, wait, stop.